It's Tuesday, it's the 22nd of November, it's day 22, it's Napopomo. This is Perry, this is my audio boo, coming from the very static and very slow moving M1 motorway. Good morning, boo buddies. The time is now 9:15 in the morning. Yes, in the morning. I've done my boo in the morning. I haven't left it to the last minute. You might just hear this noise. Hang on. Yeah, that was my handbrake going back on. So I'm currently sitting on the M1 southbound. I got on at Junction 10, which is Luton Airport. And about an hour later, I'm somewhere between Junction 9 and Junction 8. And my journey to work means I need to go down to Junction 5. Had a quick look on the Highway Agency's app on the phone, and there appears to be an accident between Junction 6 and Junction 5, which they've closed two lanes and they're expecting delays of up to an hour. Well, you know, working on the assumption it's taken me an hour to go from 10 to sort of 9.5, some, you know, not quite 8. I think it's going to take me a little bit more there to get down to 5. So, yeah, I've decided to bail out. So I'm going to try and get down to Junction 8 and try and get off the motorway and either find a back road into work or find a back road home and work from home. It's just ludicrous. But, you know, these things happen and, yeah, okay, I'm a bit delayed and can't get into the office. But, you know, there's some poor sods there that might be going somewhere else today, and there might be some families that might be having a bad few days or months ahead of them. So my thoughts go out with them. I hope if it is an accident, well, it's an accident, I hope it's only cars that are damaged and not people. Cars can be replaced. People are a bit more difficult to replace. So yes, listening to the boos about the catch-ups. Oh, what a fantastic thing! I would love to meet up with everybody. So you think about this the other day, I've been having some sort of thoughts about this, and I think, yeah, I mean, looking at roughly where we all are in the audioboo community, somewhere in the Midlands is going to probably be a sort of central point. You know, I'm coming from North Hertfordshire, Simon is Hertfordshire based, obviously. You've got Syzygy, it's based in the south, and then obviously Pawari, Midlands, and Roof, northern based, and Andy's obviously a northern based guy, so I think somewhere in the Midlands, you know, whether it be Birmingham, Coventry, around that area, would probably be sort of an hour, hour and a half for most of us, which is perfect. Not sure where or what to meet up though, you know, whether we want to, you know, get a meet up at a hotel or something like that, or meet up in a pub or a restaurant or something, I don't know. Once again, Simon says it's probably not best to arrange too many details and stuff on a public listening forum, but yep, count me in, guys. 100% definitely up for it. Obviously, the only problem I see is, and I've known this before, when you're trying to arrange to meet people, is it's trying to get a date that suits everybody. You know, they're working on an average of 4 weekends in a month. Sometimes there are 5, but let's work on an average of 4. You know, some people wouldn't be able to do the first, some would be, oh, well, I can't do the third because I've got to do this, and yeah. I think what we need to do is, I think we need to pick maybe 2 or 3 dates or 2 dates and say, like, what's, you know, what is the best date? And I think if you give people enough notice, then hopefully they'll be able to juggle dates around. But anyway, count me in. Sarah and I will be there with bells on. Depends what weekend it is. I may or may not have the boys. It'd be obviously nice to bring the boys, but, you know, it wouldn't be a showstop if I didn't have the boys. It'd be lovely to meet everybody. And as sort of Simon says, it is very much like going up to that celebrity and saying, hi, yeah, look, you don't know who I am, but I know actually everything about you. I know your whole life story, and I know all your stuff that's been in the press, and they're going to say, yeah, thanks, brilliant, but I know nothing about you. But I think with the audiobook community, we know quite a lot about each other, and certainly what people wanted to share. I mean, I haven't quite shared my passion for armed robberies and murders, but that's never been proven, so perhaps I won't share that on a public forum just yet. But listen, time's running out. I'm still sitting with my handbrake on, doing 0 mph on the M1. So maybe, just maybe, I might be doing my boo again tomorrow from the M1, because maybe I've got off this motorway. Anyway, take care, be good, speak to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.